Siyabonga Sithandekile. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 2, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we talk to lucky fellows coming to Washington for the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship for young African leaders, otherwise popularly known as YALI.
So everyone, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is Studio7VOA, and our Twitter handle is at Studio7VOA. And you can also get things going on our WhatsApp. That number is 001-202-465-0318.
To get live on air here at Studio 7, give us a call at the following number and we will call you back. The number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call, we'll call you back.
And of course, as usual, we're streaming live on the internet. You can find us right now at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and last but not least, voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
A select of 30 young Zimbabweans who are carrying out development programs benefiting youth in their areas will be flying over to Washington in the next 2 weeks for the coveted Young African Leaders Initiative, founded by U.S. President Barack Obama to empower young people from Africa.
A lot of fellows from Zimbabwe and indeed across the African continent have benefited from this noble cause. And just like everyone who has gone through the initiative, Zimbabwean participants say they couldn't be happier. So tonight, we talk to some of the fellows as they ready themselves for the 18-hour flight in a fortnight to Washington.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, I think I can say that I'm equally as excited as they are, because it's always amazing getting to finally meet these wonderful 30 Zimbabweans representing Zimbabwe so, so very well, I must say.
Indeed, Ms. T, we are all looking forward to that. Li chonanjani, sapho lwe Zimbabwe, ikudibana kuhlelo lamhlanje ngolwesibili uhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lapho esikhangela lamhlanje ontanga abangamashumi amathathu abakhethiweyo eZimbabwe ukuza ngapha eMelika phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olwaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi yiYALI. Abakhethiwe laba benza imisebenzi etshiyeneyo ezigabeni zabo ejonge ukuthuthukisa ontanga ngalokho baza ngapha ukuzifunda izifundo ezihambelana labakwenzayo emakolishini atshiyeneyo abaningi sithe sikhuluma labo bathi basuka mhlaka 17 eZimbabwe. Ngakho sikhangelele ukuba labo lapha eWashington kumaviki alandelayo. Lizakhumbula ukubana lolu hlelo belikhona futhi ngomnyaka odluleyo lakulowa umnyaka lwasungulwa ngumongameli weMelika uBarack Obama ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa abasakhulayo beAfrika. Ongo tatena ndikutaura vatereri kuti nhasi nyaya iri mudariro muchirongwa The Connection, inyaya yevechidiki vari kuuya kuno kuAmerica vachibva kuZimbabwe vachiuya pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship, icho chinozikanwa zvikuru nekuti YALI. Vatereri vacharangarira kuti gore rapfuura takambokurukura maningi nemaYALI fellows akanga ari pano apa. Saka ndo zvati kuita futi gore rino vari kuuya kuno vechidiki ava like mumasvondo maviri anotevera. Saka tukufara zvikuru We are waiting for them.
Yes, indeed, Ntunga. And of course, we can't go amiss by acknowledging last year's round and the previous years before of the Young African Leaders Initiative, but also the accolades that Zimbabwe received. I remember last year we were sitting there watching President Obama, watching John Kerry, even Michelle Obama herself, and they kept talking about these wonderful Zimbabweans that were present during this YALI meeting of 500 young Africans. But Zimbabwe managed to continuously, make its rounds through from the leaders themselves.
Why don't we take our listeners back to last year?
Let's definitely do that. I think our producer is getting the clip ready, a video clip where we'll be showing some of what happened last year. President Obama, John Kerry, speaking specifically on Zimbabwean participants.
Roll it, producer. Play the tape.
From rural Zimbabwe took a five-hour bus ride, then another six-hour bus ride, then another seven-hour bus ride, a two-day journey just to get her interview. And ultimately, some 50,000 extraordinary young Africans applied. And today, they're at the heart of what we're calling our YALI network, the online community across Africa that's sharing their ideas and forging new collaborations to realize the change that they seek. And I want everybody out there in the YALI network to know that you're the foundation of our partnership with Africa's youth. And among your ranks is that young woman from Zimbabwe who endured all those bus rides. So we want to welcome Abigail Mulea. Where's Abigail? Where's Abigail? Where is she? There's Abigail. That's a lot of bus rides.
And I'm inspired by Zandile Lambu from Zimbabwe. Where is Zandile? Raise your hand. She is leading the charge to promote inclusive economic growth. And Zandile hasn't just spoken words about shared prosperity. She's walked the walk. She's used her position at Econet Services to create new trade opportunities for mobile money products in Africa. She's partnered with businesses to provide mobile money services to local communities. She's volunteered to teach other young women how to design and develop mobile apps. She's not in this business to make money. She's in it to make a difference. And I'm proud that the future of this partnership is also in Zandile's hands.
This is where Africa's future lies, with those women-run businesses, with those girls attending university, and with leaders like you who are making those dreams possible. And the question today is how all of you and young people like you will steer Africa's course to embrace that future. Because ultimately, that's what leadership is really about.
That, of course, was First Lady Michelle Obama at the 2014 edition of YALI. You also heard from the man himself, U.S. President Barack Obama, giving kudos to our own Abigail Mulea from Binga. And also there was John Kerry giving kudos to Zandile Lambu. So, Zimbabwean youth rock. We are looking forward to having another round of recognition, of course, at Tender at this year's edition of the Washington Mandela Fellowship.
I think we're also joined live on Skype by one of those 30 Zimbabweans who will be joining us in Washington, D.C. In 2 weeks or so. That is Tinodiwa Zambe Makoni. Tinodiwa, can you hear us? We can see you very well. Can you hear us? Hello, Tinodiwa? Can you hear us? I think we might be having a little audio glitch there in Tunga with our Skype. We do see him, though, but we hope he can hear us very shortly indeed in Tunga.
Yeah, we also had an opportunity to speak, of course, to some of the fellows earlier. And one of them is Martin Lovu. The founder of a company called Sky Hub. I spoke to him from Bulawayo. Let's take a listen. There's confusion in our house. I think it's yes. Our machines which are acting on us. But I hear, you know, Zambe might be hearing us now. Tinodiwa, urutinzo. Why don't you try Samantha?
I think we also have, maybe I think Panopani Majeras, yeah, men on this mission, but I think Samantha, you are on the line. Samantha Gama, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
There we go. Welcome to the program, Samantha. Thank you so very much for joining us on Live Talk, The Connection this evening. And of course, congratulations is due to you for being one of the 30 Zimbabweans will be here in the coming weeks.
Thank you for inviting me to the show.
To many fellows, Samantha, that you have spoken to, this is a big deal. What does it mean to you?
Okay.
I'm saying to the other fellows that you have spoken to so far who are coming this side, this is a big deal. What does it mean to you coming to Washington under this program?
It means a lot, really. Because I'm now fresh from college and I'm actually ready to take over the world. And Yali, for starters, is just an amazing step towards me achieving my goals.
So tell us more about your organization. You are the founder of She Codes. What's that?
Okay, it's a mobile welfare. It was a mobile application company where we developed mobile apps, but then we've actually spread our wings and we're touching on other human-related problems like creating solutions or rather coding to bring change using our mobile development skills to actually build mobile applications that solve particular problems that affect people in our communities.
Mm-hmm. And Samantha, where will you be once you touch down in the U.S.? Of course, every Yali fellow will be stationed at a particular university or college here in the U.S. Where will you be?
I will be at the University of Austin in Texas.
Oh, man. Sounds very exciting. Of course.
And what studies exactly will you be pursuing?
I'm in the business and entrepreneurship track.
Mhm. Soke wabale tuba Samantha eloku khulumisana la labanye akade bekuyali ikakhulu ngomnyaka odlule. Ngiyazi kulabo busi ngapho lapho Emmanuel kobulawa.
Yeah, they uthakunda chingoto. He was also at NASC lapho engamfunda khona. Uye endeng isebenza naye.
Bathi kunjani nxa ukhuluma labo?
Bathi it's actually a stepping stone for your career. Iyakuncedisa nxa ufuna i-venture yakho oyakuyenza ngoba iyakulinka nabantu abakhona out there in the world who actually making big things. So bona iba bazakuncedisa bekumentor. Bebona ama-business plan akho ne-idea yakho ukuthi is it feasible bekuncedisa and so on.
Okay, siyabonga Samantha. Qhubeka ubambile usecingweni khonapho. Misty, let's try our second guest.
I think Ntunga Tinodiwa aripo pa Skype. So I'm hoping he can hear us. Tinodiwa, how are you? Welcome to the connection.
I am good. I'm seeing we've got a bit of an echo there.
Yes, so hopefully we can avert that a bit. Maybe if you mute your audio.
That echo must be coming from you,
Mr.
Makwani.
We'll blame you on that side.
We have some of the, you know, top, you know, studios in the world. Yes, Studio 7. So definitely that echo is not coming from us.
Hey, my studio ain't half bad, so hey, maybe.
Okay, Tunadiwa, thank you for joining us for Chirongwa Chedu Chet, The Connection. And we'd like to first, of course, say the congratulations to you for being one of the 30 to come here for the YALI program.
Thank you. It's exciting. Definitely a pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Saka tuona pa tinodiwa kuti uri graphic designer unoita futi zve animation. How does this play into kubatsira vechidiki?
But vechidiki up until now vagara tichingoona zve ku America kana kuti ku Japan kana Europe, but havakaona zvinhu zvekuno ku Zimbabwe. They haven't seen heroes born and bred here in Zimbabwe. And so their imagination, the way they view the world, the way they view life, is heavily influenced by external factors. They haven't begun to tell their own stories. I thought I'd tell you who the whole one would be, and basically what is their story for the world. So for young people, comics are an opportunity to not only visually show their lives and how they perceive the world, but also tell it verbally, if you can call it verbally.
Mm-hmm. And pane wamwe asingaziwo kuti wewe unoita chii, chimbotaura kuti unoita chii ne graphic design ne animation yacho.
All right, it's been a long running battle explaining to people what it is that I do. Saka ndaka kudoti wewe unoita chii exactly. Look, I'm doing it. I make zvema popai. That's what people understand. And then I explain I do basically stuff for advertising and marketing. So Zuma comic books, their animation is relatively new in Zimbabwe. There are many animators, but not enough to have a fully fledged industry. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do with Comics Post, to actually build the industry, build a platform for people to begin sharing their work, get known, get recognized, and hopefully get corporate input and buy-in, and basically society know that they can get that sort of work done here and that it is an avenue for them to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Saka pa animation apa tinodiwa unoshandisa ipi program? I know there's a different software as unoshandisa nema animators. You unoshandisa ipi?
Well, for animation, unoshandisa Toonboom Studio and Anime Studio Pro, and then for 3D animation, meaning I'm a Cinema 4D user, and then I have other associates who assist me with other things like ZBrush or when we get into things like Maya. For the comic art, I use predominantly Photoshop. Photoshop. And also for animation, I have a tendency of using After Effects. It's also a very handy tool for that.
Apa maita zvema professional, because some of us are, I know Tuntunga, you know exactly what he was speaking of there, but some of us are like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, ndakamboita Adobe Flash kuchikoro, but you know, if you are not naturally an animator, man, that thing, not a patience yakawanda.
But Tinodiwa, thank you so very much. Just hold there on Skype, and Samantha, of course, you also hold on the line. We have so many young African, Zimbabwean African leaders that we lined up and that we also spoke to earlier in Tunga, and I think we can go to our first tape. Who was that we had prepared to listen to?
We have Martin Love, the founder of a company called Sky Hub in Bulawayo. I had an interview earlier with him. Congratulations, Martin, for making it to the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkoma. I'm really excited about it.
So how did you feel when you received the news?
I was the last one to be told. So all the other guys had gotten their responses. They were told that they had made it. Like, I thought to myself that, since I didn't get an email, I didn't make it. Only that they had made a mistake with my email. So when I finally got the email, I was so excited that I actually made it. I went and told everyone at home.
Give us some background about yourself. Who is Martin Love and what exactly does he do?
Right, so Martin Love is a born leader. Everywhere I go, I'm a leader. Since I started university 4 years ago, I've discovered my passion for technology and mostly how technology can be used to solve problems in our society. I've also realized that I'm very passionate about the youth and working with them. So when I put those two together, I just realized the best solution was to focus my strengths, which is business and entrepreneurship, as well as technology, and to fuse that into something that could help the community. So while I was at university, I founded an organization called SkyHub. SkyHub is a technology and innovation hub which focuses on young entrepreneurs, giving them a place and space where they can grow their small businesses into actual big companies.
How many people would you say have benefited from your project?
Since I started last year in the garage, we've had over 70 young entrepreneurs coming through our gates, all coming with different ideas, and some of them have already started working with big companies like Econet from projects which they started at SkyHub. SkyHub is a space where people come with their ideas for making apps, with their ideas for building websites. SkyHub is a place where young people who have no money for office space, no money for internet, no money for business advice and development, this is a place where these guys come together. So we offer the space to them so that they can come, work on whatever they have, meet other people who can help them, who can then join their idea and join their company.
You guys are coming to Washington in like 2 weeks' time. What are you looking forward to?
For me, the biggest expectation is really to meet people, to create networks with people. I'm not looking to get anything instantly from it. I just really want to be able to build networks with people who can, in future, help me with business skills development, which I will then pass on to the community that will be coming to the hub. Many people can help me with hardware prototyping, because Hawaii is an industry-first city, so we need people who will create hardware products.
Which university will you be interning with?
I will be at the University of Nevada, Reno, in the state of Nevada, something close to Las Vegas.
Kucho ni kuwe Ndlovu ukuba kuhlelo lweyali.
Ngibona ngani iyali idinga abantu abenelisuku ncedisa abantu abaseduze kwabo. Ngakho mina ngenhlanganiso yami ncedisa abantu abaqalisa amabhizinisi, abantu abangenamsebenzi abadinga ukusebenzisa ama-technologies anamuhla ukuthi baqalisa amabhizinisi.
Ubancedisa njani abasakhulayo kwinhlanganiso yakho?
Abantu abatsha banamuhla abenelisi ukubhatalela amahofisi, abenelisi ukubhatalela i-internet, abenelisi lokuthola ama-skills okuthi basebenze. Abaningi babo kodwa banama-ideas amaningi angancedisa abantu. So sithi kibo, ngababuye e-SkyHub, siyabanika indawo yokusebenza, siyabanika le-internet yona le abangenayo, siyabanika konke lokubafundisa ama-technology skills angikhona. Bona bazahlangana beqalise amabhizinisi abo khonapho, sibe sibasiza ngokuba hlanganisa le market ezathenga ama-products abo. Every week siba lama-skills workshops. Ama-skills workshops ona la akhangelela ukufundisa ama-skills e-technology. For example, i-programming yama-computer, konke lama-business skills okuthi i-business idaliswa njani, ama-business plan enziwa njani, ma usule idea kumbe i-plan wenelisa njani ukuthola imali, ama-investors, konke khonokho ukuthi kungahlangana kuncedisa umuntu asiqalise i-business enkulu.
Kuyini okhangelele ukukufunda phansi kohlelo lweyali lolo?
Wonke kuqala kwamaviki aqalisayo sizabe sifunda into okuthiwa yi-business and entrepreneurship course ezasifundisa ukuthi siqalisa njani amabhizimusi konke lokuthi sizenalisa njani ku-transporta ama-goods ethu ku-market ye-Africa. Konke lokhu ukuthi singafika e-Washington ngidinga ukuthi sihlangane nabantu abangasincedisa ngapha singaphenduka ukuthi sitalise organization ema-young African leaders abazancedisana ukukhweza amabhizinisi ethu lapha e-Africa so that sisupportane as ama-business leaders.
Bekukuhle ukuxoxa lawe Martin, siyabonga kakhulu.
Sibongele mnumzana nkosi.
That, of course, was Martin Dlovu, founder of Sky Hub in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm. A great interview then, Tunga. It was great to find out what he's doing in Zim. And, of course, another one we all can't wait to say hello to when they get here.
Indeed. We still have Samantha and Tinodiwa on the line. Guys, do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you shortly. But now, time for our news headlines.
Police today arrested former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Moliswa for allegedly destroying ZANU-PF election posters and disrupting the ruling party's meeting. Vendors are vowing to resist government plans to evict them from streets in urban areas within 7 days. And finally, FIFA President Sepp Blatter is stepping down amid outrage over inherent corruption at the International Football Federation.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vamoge nchangirai voshora hurumende nekuda kushandisa chisimba kubvisa vanhu vari kutengesera mumigwagwa. Vari kukwikwidza vakazvimirira kuhurungwe West vatemba muliswa vanosungwa mazuva mashoma sarudzo dzekuhurungwe West dzave kuda kuitwa. Vashandi vanotambira danho rehurumende rekuongorora magumurirwo ari kuitwa vashandi munyika.
Wayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru usexolisile kuzulu weZimbabwe ngokuba yingxenye yenkokheli yelizwe edilize umnotho yafaka uzulu ebuzimeni obukhulu. Amapolisa abopha owayengummeli weHurungwe West edala lePhalamende umnumzana Themba Mliswa emetheza icala lokudabula amabhakane ebandla leZANU-PF. Osandwa kukhethwa ukuba eqhubeke engumongameli wenhlanganiso ebona ngezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele iFIFA umnumzana Sepp Blatter uthi usechiya umsebenzi phezu kwembiko yobuhuquluzi kulenhlanganiso.
Thank you there to our dedicated colleagues for the top headlines of the day. Samantha, just before we go for our break on the top half of this hour, what's your reaction to all the other YALI fellows that are representing Zimbabwe when you find out what they're doing and, you know, who are they representing?
Hello?
Yes, Samantha.
Yes, I didn't hear that.
I'm just asking, what's your reaction when you meet all the other young Zimbabweans who'll be representing the country, looking at what they're doing within the country?
I'm very excited and actually didn't know of the many things that people are doing around the country, and I'm excited to actually be part of that team.
Mm-hmm. And Tinodiwa?
The fellows that we're going with are all, just a sterling bunch of people. The things that they're doing, I didn't even know people were doing such stuff, and I'm honored to be amongst them. I think the nation's in good hands with bright minds like these.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there.
And indeed, you know, I can relate to what these guys are saying because we are journalists, mm-hmm. Until I got, you know, the paper, the list of the fellows coming and seeing what they are doing, mm-hmm. I had no idea, you know, people are doing such stuff.
Of course, we thought last year the 30 were a big deal, but we see 30 more this year and you get shocked at how much people are doing.
We have a bigger deal in our hands, right?
Of course, indeed.
And it's time to go for now for our radio listeners, but there is good news.
We are streaming live. Please hurry on to the internet, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com. Join us there. We'll continue our conversation. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Have a great deal. Bye-bye.